Hi, this is Jim Leff, and I'm in Waldo Borough Township, Maine. And I've just finished off a long, long, grueling day of chow hunting, as you can see from the report. This is definitely my last bite of the day at Moody's Diner, which is a real Maine institution, and everybody says, get the walnut pie. And it's kind of strange because nobody ever describes the walnut pie. It's just a general, get the walnut pie, you know, and I understand why. I hope the photograph will give you some sense, but basically this is the most walnutty thing imaginable. It's hard to explain how walnutty this pie is. It's not just that there's lots of walnuts in it, and it's not just they added like walnut extract or walnut oil. Nothing that clever. It's just, my God, it's walnutty. I mean, it's just so walnutty. I mean, even in the aftertaste, even as I sit out here in the parking lot, having eaten the slice of walnut pie, my mouth, my digestive tract, my very being is permeated with woody walnuts. It's just, wow. It's more walnutty than walnuts. That's basically what it is. I mean, it is full of walnuts. There's lots of walnuts, strong walnuts, and strong walnutty flavor to the walnuts. I'm just going to keep saying the word walnuts over and over again. But even like the part underneath, the sort of moist part is just, I don't know, it must be made from like dissolved walnuts or something, because it's so walnutty. And then the crust is very minimal, and it's kind of like a flat wheat that just absorbs all the walnuttiness. Never in my life have I experienced this level of walnut. And, you know, it's shocking. And I don't know how to describe it. I'm straining for adjectives. I said woody, but that's sort of a glib food writer adjective for walnuts. Woody. Okay, yeah. No, it's walnutty. The walnut pie at Moody's Diner is like make or break for walnuts. Like if to avoid like the death penalty in some really capricious tyrannical kingdom, you have to prove your love for walnuts. This is what they'd feed you, and they'd like watch your face to look for signs of disgust. And if you show disgust, then you're killed. That's what this is. Does that help at all? I might be a little bit daft. I've been eating like all day. I really have to stop this whole eating thing. I'm starting to feel like a foie gras goose, isolated and force-fed unnaturally high numbers of calories. Thank God I've been working out, so I haven't really gained that much weight. I think I might have gained about 5 pounds in the last 2 or 3 weeks, which I've got to find a way to knock off. My fantasy at this point is brown rice. I just think about cubes of bland tofu, and it's just nice, perspiring, puckered cubes of bland white tofu. And watercress. Steamed watercress. No salt, no tamari, no sesame, just steamed watercress, like one sprig.